An epidemic in our nation's forests. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The Rocky Mountains and the forests of the Great Northwest are under siege by an enemy smaller than a thumbnail, the pine beetle. When you look at our forests, you can see whole swaths of standing dead timber. Pine beetles at work. Not only are our trees affected, but our water supply is threatened, and dead trees are also not converting carbon dioxide back to oxygen. Some time ago, Dr. Stephen Cook, a University of Idaho professor of entomology, was quite concerned and made some predictions.
The outbreaks that we've got are huge. They're going to change everything associated with those stands. From the entomological perspective, the beetle's actually doing what it's supposed to do. It's a natural component of our forests, and we have modified those forests. Fire suppression has allowed a higher density than we would normally have of even-aged, even-susceptibility lodgepole pine. The overcrowded stands are stressed. Individual trees are fighting for survival to get enough water and nutrients. And then when they reach the susceptible stage, which is usually based on size, so age, and a stress level, the beetle just takes them out. Fire suppression has done a lot to change our lodgepole pine forests. If we could find a natural enemy that was truly effective, that would be wonderful.
Like perhaps pheromone traps. David Sparks.